Hello everyone and welcome to the Bitcoin Infinity Academy. This is our second course on my 2020 book, Bitcoin Independence Reimagined. I'm Knut Svanholm and I'm here as always with Luke DeWolf. How are you today, Luke?
I'm doing great, Knut. Excited to be back. Thanks. How are you?
All good. This show is brought to you by the Plan B Network and Bitbox. I almost forgot that, but that's important. It ties into a lot of stuff. We've had an adventurous summer, haven't we, Luke? Like we did a lot of stuff this summer.
Tons of adventures. Yeah, we wrapped up the last course in the academy, and then we just had so much going on that we knew we needed to take a short break. Was it that BTC Prague was the first thing, or even you had other stuff before that, right?
Yeah, I've been to tons of places. Like I counted the conferences I've been to this year, and I almost forgot where I went. I think I've reached some kind of Dunbar's number here for conferences. But this spring and summer, yeah, Sydney, Dublin, Prague, Florida for a week, and Calgary. We met in Calgary. I've been to your country of birth, finally. That was a fun time and great fun with the Bold Bitcoin people and a lot of other nice Canucks. And I've been to Lugano twice already, gave a lecture in May and or beginning of June, I think. And I was there in July for the Plan B Business School Summer School, which was a great week. A lot of great speakers. I learned a lot myself. Fantastic week. We're going back to Lugano in the end of October, like 24th and 25th, I believe it is, for the Plan B Forum, where we'll be doing a lot of fun stuff, including maybe a live pod and stuff. So stuff. We were also in Riga for the Baltic Honey Badger Conference. I always enjoy that. That's sort of where this whole thing started for me. And then, of course, for you too, yeah. Then, of course, the BTC Hell Conference, which is a conference that we organized or helped organize. We were in charge of the speakers and schedule, mostly you, of course, but since you're in Helsinki. But we had a great time. I think this was a 5 out of 5 toasters event. Don't you agree?
5 out of 5 toasters. Absolutely great to hear. Well, yeah, had an absolute blast. Had to give credit to the entire team. Lots of people put a ton of work into that conference. And of course, it's different when you're going around and attending all of these conferences and having discussions with the organizers about how it went and all this and seeing the perspective as a speaker. It's an entirely different thing to actually do it. But we pulled it off. It was a lot of fun. We've received nothing but excellent feedback the entire time. And so, yeah, hopeful about future editions under the BTC Hell brand. Let's see.
No, great event. And we're going to a few other events, at least one event here before the forum in Lugano, and that is BTC Balkans in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Looking forward to that. It'll be my first time. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun there. And it works out that they're 2 weekends apart from each other, so we can just make a little mini trip for the whole week. So, yep, looking forward to it.
Absolutely. 18th and 19th of October, that is. Yes. I think Code Infinity works for that. I'm not sure. Like, you might as well try Code Infinity everywhere because we have a lot of collaborations. We believe Bitcoiners are all incentivized to help one another, as you know. So we try to collaborate with as many Bitcoin-related events and products as possible. So just try the Code Infinity wherever you go on the internet that's Bitcoin-related. But that's not why we're here today. We're here to talk about this book. And I wrote this back in 2019, in December 2019, while I was in vacation in Spain. I hadn't yet moved out of Sweden at that point. And I realized a couple of things like that I like writing books in the morning. So I went up, a couple of hours before the rest of the family woke up and started writing quite a few words per day. It's a kind of quick process to plow through this one. I wanted to do a follow-up on Sovereignty Through Mathematics. And you and I have re-edited it and redesigned the cover. It now has this Don't Tread on Me snake with laser eyes. I'm quite happy with that.
I wanted orange eyes, but, you know, Knud overruled me. Let us know in the comments if you prefer orange or red.
We can still change that. I think lasers ought to be red. Call me red.
Perfect.
Yeah. But anyway, this has a foreword by Mr. Space Cat, Hodlonaut. We're not going to read that. You'll have to look into the book yourself. That we will post this on Noster as usual, chapter by chapter. That's the one of the basic ideas of the Academy. But we will read the disclaimer that is like before the first chapter here for you. And this is kind of a good disclaimer because it applies to all of my books, I'd say.
And I think before we get into that, just a reminder, this intro, of course, is going out there on all platforms, on YouTube, on our podcast, everything like that. So if you want to get more involved with the course itself, you can go to our Geyser page, geyser.fund/project/infinity, for all of the information. And basically, if you want to support us and be more involved with the course, you can purchase a membership for this specific course on Independence Reimagined. You can also pick up our Mithril Adamantium membership, which includes all five of Knut's books that we're going to be covering as a course of this academy. There aren't any more books yet, so that's why it's only five to start. But yeah, let's see. And it gives you access to a special private group only for the Mithril Adamantium people. So those are the two things that you can do. Of course, you can also go to bitcoininfinity.com, and that's where you can find our web shop if you want to purchase anything from our store, such as the books or the t-shirts or anything like that. But right now, I think the best way to do that is to go to our Geyser page, again, geyser.fund/project/infinity, and get involved with the show, because in some cases, it includes the book. In other cases, you just get involved and can watch us while we record these live. For example, they come out about a week early. So yeah, all good stuff there. And yeah. Now maybe I'll turn it back over to you, Knut.
Yeah, we have a little chat going here while we record this. So from one of the Mithril Adamantium members. Well, I'll just get straight into it, I guess. This is the disclaimer. The viewpoints expressed in this book, as in my other books, are primarily meant to provoke thought. I hope that it will inspire you to change your perspective. Not necessarily into my perspective, but a change nonetheless. This holds true for my previous book, Bitcoin Sovereignty Through Mathematics, as well, and the other books. Neither I nor anyone else can know with certainty whether or not the world will be a better place after the implementation of our proposed solutions to the world's problems. Now, that's a sentence. We cannot know if the ideas of the Enlightenment came to be because of a well-organized Judeo-Christian societal base layer, or if these religious dogmas of the past have just been hindering scientific progress by calling it blasphemy for centuries. Neither can we know if technological progress is a self-destructive process or not. Our history can't be altered, and our future is unknown. We're all chained to the unforgiving arrow of time. All we can do is speculate and educate ourselves. Regardless of what opinions we hold and how those opinions influence society as a whole, we can still study what tools we as individuals have at our disposal to regain a little control of our lives. If we're prepared to think outside of our boxes, if we're really willing to take responsibility for ourselves and take matters into our own hands, all the tools needed to do so are at our disposal. All of them are cheap. A Raspberry Pi and an internet connection are quite affordable for most of the world's population. What are no coiners waiting for? Finally, I hope you'll enjoy consuming this thought nugget buffet as much as I enjoyed cooking it. And yours truly in January of 2020.
Great. Actually, the comment about the Raspberry Pi is prescient, because we've sort of been on the warpath about things that make it more expensive to run a node, and a basic Raspberry Pi actually doesn't cut it anymore, unfortunately. But other than that, this is very it's a good disclaimer.
Yeah.
It Do you want to expand on kind of your thoughts about your books and this one in particular?
The Raspberry Pi thing, it was true in 2020 for sure.
Happened in February 2023.
Exactly. Check out that website. The stuff about Judeo-Christian values and stuff, it's more to emphasize that, like, we do not know what history would have looked like if things were different. It's basically alluding to some butterfly effect thing here, that it's impossible to know what the alternative timelines would have been. It's not actually judging that particular thing. It's more meant to just say that we cannot know. Well, it's the Bastiat thing, right? What's seen and what's not seen.
If you want more information on that, check out Praxeology.
Absolutely. Praxeology, by the way, there's a lot of things coming for that too.
Stay tuned. All of these disclaimers are, it's actually really good to hold this in your head if you're listening to this or following along with us. Like, I agree entirely with the point. If we cannot know at all what would have been if we didn't take the path that we did history wise. And there's, for all the flaws of the Judeo-Christian system, I think I'm slightly more sympathetic to them than you are. But also, I think you have softened on some of the issues with those systems over the years,
too. I'm more sympathetic to them now than I was back here.
Definitely, yes. Definitely. Yeah. And so, like everything, perspectives change. That's part of one of the reasons of running this course, of course, that you can explain your thinking. I'm really excited for this particular book. I thought when we were re-editing everything, it was my favorite of the three books that I had not been involved in previously. The Sovereignty Through Mathematics, great sort of foundational things, and included lots of great information, lots of preludes to the Praxeology book, lots of stuff that was explored for the first time. I think Independence Reimagined is basically that on steroids, and there's tons of interesting stuff in this book, tons of interesting stuff in this course. So I'm immensely looking forward to spending 13 weeks. There are 13 chapters, so 13 weeks of this particular book. Immensely looking forward to it. We'll wrap up probably right at the end of the year, which I think is nice timing. I think we will intentionally take a break the week that we're going out to all of those conferences, but otherwise it will be one episode per week to end this wonderful 2025.
Yeah, I'm this stuff about what timeline we're living in, it definitely applies to Bitcoin too. And that's why I think it's so futile to endlessly ponder what could have been different in Bitcoin. Like, if Satoshi was right about the 21 million and the 10 minute interval or whatever. Now, what we know is he set the parameters the way he did, and it functions. So we don't know if anything else would have fucked it up. It's sort of like the constants of the universe. Like, we know what they are. We don't know why they are the way they are, but we know in this universe we exist and we can reflect. So that's sort of the gist of that. And where were we? About the book itself, this is probably my least known book, but it is one of the most quoted books I have. Like, it's got this one-shot principle, for instance. We'll get to that in December, I guess. I'm not going to spoil it now, but it has some quotes. So, looking forward to seeing you all and reading this book to you, or hearing Luke read it, rather, and commenting on how my thoughts have changed, if they have, since I wrote it, and why they haven't changed. The same principles still apply. Not your keys, not your coins is just as true now as it was back in 2020.
Wonderful. Okay, well, with that, I am also immensely looking forward to this. And yeah, we'll see you in about a week for the first episode of Bitcoin Infinity Academy course number 2 on Independence Reimagined. Take care for now.
Bye-bye.